What's up, y'all? It's your girl Shay Saucy, and I'm back, baby. I miss you guys so much, but I'm here to bring y'all the Miss to Mrs. mini series. If you haven't figured out from the title, your girl Shay Saucy has gotten engaged. So stay tuned because I got some tea, sis. Okay. Grab the wine, sis, because I know that I've been promising you guys. Grab the wine, sis, is going to be back, and here I am. And y'all know I cannot start a series called Miss to Mrs. without telling y'all how it all started. So a lot of y'all already know it's Kyra and Wu, Shay and Wu, Shakira and Kashan, whatever you want to call it. But it's been us for a long time. So I'm going to give y'all a little background. But this episode is to let you guys know how he proposed to me. If you guys have been paying attention to the She Sippin' Pretty Instagram, Twitter, or if you're part of the She Sippin' Pretty Facebook group, you already seen the sipping fact, my fun fact about this episode, how I hate telling my proposal story. But I'm going to tell y'all because I'm pretty sure y'all going to be like, oh my God, that is so cute. But I hated it at the time being. But you know, it's only right that I started off like that by telling y'all how he proposed. But to give y'all a little background, for y'all that are not really familiar with me and my fiance, we met in college, and of course, like all relationships, we had some ups, we had some downs. So we stayed down for a minute, and then we went right back up, and we went right back down like a roller coaster. But now here we are getting married, and 2 months. So, you know, anything worth having is worth fighting for. I'm just going to say that. And then I'm going to tell y'all my proposal story, basically. You know, the further we get into the mini series of Miss to Mrs. by Grab the Wine, sis, y'all are here what y'all want to hear. But I'm going to just start y'all off with the proposal story. So grab the wine, sis. Grab whatever it is you're drinking, because here's the story. Okay. So, it was the end of the summer of 2020, and I was like, oh, we should do a end of the summer picnic. For y'all that know me, I'm always trying to plan something. It just pops up in my head. I'm like, oh, we should do this. Oh, we should do that. Well, I was like, okay, let's do an end of the summer picnic, because y'all know 2020, COVID, all of that had everybody in the house, and things were had slowly but surely started opening up, like we can go to the park and stuff. So I was like, let's do a picnic. Cool. Everybody was like, okay, yeah, let's do it. Now, me not knowing what's going on, my mom is like, oh, I'll cook this, I'll cook that. His mom is like, do you need me to bring anything? And, you know, everybody is like participating. So I'm like, okay, cool. So me, a person who always plans something, something always goes wrong. So I'm thinking like, okay, everything's going good. Great. So my best friend came from Chicago, and she was like real adamant about like, come on, let's go get your nails done. I'm like, no, like I got so much other stuff to do. I got to go to the grocery store. I got to go do this. I got to go do that. I got to go pick up these things. I got to make sure everybody bring in what they bring in. I'm doing 10,000 things at once. I'm like, no, I'm good. I ain't gonna get my nails done. I'm straight. She like, all right. But little did I know, it was a whole big thing behind that. So the day comes for the picnic, and I'm rushing to do stuff. They're like, come on, go get your nails done. I'm like, I don't know. I'm about to run to the store, and I'll let you know if I want to go when I get back. So at this time, Woo, he's at work. I left Jazz at the house, and I'm going to the grocery store. It's like 7 in the morning, y'all. So I'm an old lady. I go grocery shopping early in the morning because I don't like being in a crowd. So I'm like, all right, I'm about to run to the grocery store. I'll let you know. You know, I'm just kind of like blowing her off. Like, I'll let you know if I want to go get my nails done when I get back. Right now, I need to go do this, do that. So then Woo calls me. He like, you know, what you doing? Blah, 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 blah. Now, it's not anything out of the normal for me because we talk when he's at work. So I'm like, I ain't doing nothing. About to go to the grocery store. And I'm talking, you know, like, Jazz want me to go get my nails done, but I don't know. I might not go do that. I don't know. If I got time, I might go do it. Just thinking I'm having a regular conversation. So he like, well, yeah, go get your nails done. You done put this whole big thing together for everybody to enjoy themselves for the end of the summer. You ain't did nothing for yourself. I think you should go get your nails done. And I'm like, you think so? He like, yeah, go get your nails done. You ain't had your nails done in a minute. Go ahead. So I'm like, okay, well, let me finish doing what I'm doing. And if I can find a nail salon that's not packed, because it's Saturday, and all my ladies, y'all know how a nail salon be on a Saturday morning. So I'm like, if I can find a nail salon that's not packed, then I'll go, you know, get my nails done. So I called Jazz like, bish, get up. Like, okay, I'm going to go get my nails done. Like, you need to be ready when I pull up. I'm going to beep the horn. So I go and I go get my nails done. My mom called me shortly after, and she just like, what you doing? I'm like, just left getting my nails done. Probably about to go try to find something nice and simple to throw on because I need to be, you know, comfortable to move around and set stuff up and put stuff on my grill. She like, okay, you getting cute? I'm like, yeah, I ain't really stressing it for real. She like, yeah, you should get cute. My mama never say that. So that should have been a dead giveaway right there. But my mind is doing a whole bunch of things right now. So I wasn't even thinking about it, y'all. So I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I'm going to be at your house at this time. Blah, blah, blah. I need some people to help me set up. All of this. Because, y'all, it's hot outside. So usually, y'all know the last day of summer in Michigan, you never know. But the last day of summer is usually always the hottest. So I'm like, all right, well, you know, I'll see you later. Go home. Well, I actually didn't go home. Me and Jazz went to a couple different stores. And I'm like, oh, my God, we running behind. Now, as I told y'all, I hate telling my proposal story. Here's why. I was upset the whole day, y'all. Listen, just continue to listen, all right? This how sneaky men are. This is how they set you up, y'all. So I'm like, all right, I'm about to be on my way home. Blase, blase, right? So he like, can you go stop and grab me something to eat? Okay, it's not a problem. It's never a problem to go do that. All right, cool. So I go to the one place he want me to go. They didn't have what he wanted. I'm like, well, what do you want? Because I need to come home. Now, this is where the irritation is building up. Y'all can hear it in my voice because I get irritated every time I tell this story. So I'm like, what do you want? What do you want me to go get? I said, well, you know what? I'm just going to go to KFC. We're going to call that a day right there. I'll bring you something to eat. I'll come home. Now, I get to KFC, y'all. The line long as shit, okay? Line so long. I'm so upset. But I'm like, you know what? He needs to eat. Whatever. So I wait in line and I'm fussing. I'm fussing at Jazzy. I'm like, oh, my God. He always do this. I'm just going, y'all, okay? So I get his food. I go home. I come home. He laying in the bed. And I'm just like, what you doing? He like, what you mean? I'm like, it's time to go. I need you to help me set up. You supposed to be leaving with me. Jazzy got to get dressed. I'm like, I don't have no time to get dressed. I'm just fussing y'all for real. I'm like, every time I plan something, I'm always the one out here looking bold because I'm the one sweating and hot and bothered trying to make sure everybody have a good time. And I'm out here looking crazy where everybody looking cute. I'm out here looking bold. That's why I say I should have never had went and got my nails done. I'm just going, y'all. So he like, well, just go and we'll meet you there. I said, you gonna meet me there? You gonna help me? You gonna really help me? He like, yes, I'm gonna help you set up. I'm like, all right. He like, Brooklyn wanna run to the mall. Brooklyn is his best friend. Brooklyn wanna run to the mall. I'm like, why y'all couldn't, why you laying in the bed? I was so upset, y'all. I'm like, why you laying in the bed then? Y'all need to get up and go to the mall. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm about to go. So I grab my stuff, throw my stuff in my little hoe bag, and I leave out. I'm on the phone with my mama and I'm fussing, y'all. She like, Kyra, calm down. Everything gonna be all right. For everybody that don't know, my name is Shakira. So, excuse me. My name is Shakira. So, everybody calls me Kyra. So, she like, Kyra, everything gonna be all right. Just get here. We'll figure it out from there. I'm like, okay. So, I get to the house and I'm like, all right, Mom, come on. We need to set up. My mama is still cooking, y'all. Oh, it's so heated. My mama was still cooking, still taking stuff out the stove. I'm like, I wish I could see my face. Like, I was just like, okay. So she like, just go upstairs, get dressed, do what you got to do, you know, whatever. Now, reversing back to Jazz. Jazz was like, well, you like to put lashes on, put you some lashes on at least and put you some lip gloss on. You'll be cute. I'm like, no, I don't have time to do that. Whole time, girl trying to have my back. But I was like, I don't have time. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm about to just throw this on. I had on some like suspenders with like a cotton candy type shirt because I was just like, I'm just going to throw anything on right now. So if y'all, of course, leading up to the episode, I posted the proposal video and I look a mess. I look a hot mess. But, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's so cute. It just made me want to cry. But I was so upset. I was so hot. I was so bothered. I just felt so ugly. I was just, that's part of why I really hate telling my proposal story or showing the video, y'all. But, you know, we're here now. So I can't even trip. But I get dressed. And my mama is like, let's go to the park, set up. Y'all would think that everything else would run smoothly after that, but no. So we get to the park, and the park that I had wanted to set everything up at, it's a whole, you know, people setting up over there. I'm like, what? My mama like, oh, well, they said they got a concert over here tonight, so we can't set up over here. Bro, my whole dreams just, I don't know. I got really emotional. I was crying. My other best friend, who was my maid of honor, she was like, fix your face. Like, I was so heated, y'all. She literally had to walk up to me and say, fix your face, because I was like, I was cussing. My mama was right there. That's how you know I was really upset. Because it's this huge hill and we had to walk down the hill to take the coolers. We had a whole bunch of coolers. We had a whole bunch of like stuff from the grocery store, like the meat and stuff, the food. We had to take all of that, walk all of that down the hill, y'all. Remind you, Kashawn is nowhere to be found. So it's all the women carrying all this stuff down. Minus one of my best friends, dad and brother. So I'm heated and it's hot. It's so hot. It had to be 90 degrees outside. So I'm very agitated. Then to get down there and then they say that we can't use this spot. I was really agitated. So then my mom was like, calm down. You know, we're going to use the spot over here. Do you want to use the spot over here? I'm like, well, I ain't got no choice. Sure. At this time, I'm being a spoiled brat. I feel like I was being a spoiled brat now that I'm telling the story. Because I'm just like, yeah, I mean, What other option do I have? So we go set up shop over there. like I've been saying for y'all that know me, when I get agitated, I'm the type of person that's just like, all right, move. Don't worry about it. I got it. I'm good. I'll do it. So I'm trying to, my little self is trying to move this table and I can't, but I'm so frustrated. And so my other best friend is just like, okay, well, let me help you move the table. And my maid of honor's dad is sitting there looking at me like, you got two men right here. You going to try to move this table on your own? Let us move it. So they get ready to move it. I call Kashawn. I'm like, where are you at? I need your help. He like, I'm on my way. I just start going. I'm like, you said that hours ago. Where are you at? I asked you to bring ice. Oh, that's a gas station stop. Where are you at? He just kept blowing me off. So now I'm real pissed. So I said, you know what? Don't worry about it. I start setting up shop. My mom's friends start putting stuff on the grill. Everything, you know, I get to kind of calm down, cool off a little bit. So he pulls up. And he walking in there looking all cute or whatnot. And I'm looking a mess. So that was one reason why I was so upset, y'all. He walks in. He walks up to the park like, ain't nothing. Like, what up? I'm like, hello? Like, where you been at? Like, you walk up when everything all done. So, I'm throwing the pops in the cooler. And I start putting ice in the cooler. He like, why you putting ice in the cooler like that? I'm like, you need not to be saying nothing to me right now. I'm like so upset, y'all. It's funny now just even thinking about how I was acting. So I'm like, you need not to be saying nothing to me right now. Like, you need to let me calm down first. So I'm putting the pots in the cooler to add insult to injury. A pop burst, and it burst all over my face. Now, like I said, y'all, it's 90 degrees. It's hot. Now I'm sticky from pop busting all over me. Oh, my God. So I was just over the day already. People hadn't even started showing up. So as people start showing up, everybody like, calm down, sit down, cool off. I'm like, all right. So I started vibing a little bit. I had, you know, had my wine. And I'm chilling, and the music is playing. Everybody's showing up. So now I'm like, all right, cool. Some people had said some things to me that irritated me, and I was looking like, you're not even supposed to be here. But I was vibing. So I'm like, I wasn't even whatever. So then the Bluetooth dies. Oh, now granted, the spot that I was supposed to be at had the outlets where we could plug it up. So I'm like, all right. Cool, but now we have no music. Everybody like, it's cool, we can play music on our phone. I'm like, no. So I told my mom, like, I'm about to run back to the house. Do anybody need, I'm like, I'm going to the liquor store at this point. They're like, we're going to ride with you. I'm like, cool. Whole time, I went to the house to get the tiki torches and stuff like that. So we could really relax and chill out there. Everybody was enjoying themselves but me, y'all. So I go to the house. Now, as I'm going to the house, I'm complaining about Woo. And Jasmine, my best friend from Chicago, who knew what was going on, she just in the backseat like, knowing what's going on, just listening to me vent. So everybody started calling me out the blue light. Where you at? I said, I'm coming. I had to go to the house to get the tiki torches and to get another speaker because didn't nobody else have nothing. They're like, well, hurry up. We ready to eat. Now, y'all know. I'm like, okay, I'm on my way. I'll be there in a minute. So I get there. As I'm walking down the hill, my dad calls me. He like, huh, where you at? Everybody waiting on you to eat. I'm like, bro, I'm coming. Nah, I'm mad if I call my daddy, bro. I'm like, I ain't coming. Like, I'm walking down the hill. Like, I'm coming. He like, well, hurry up. I'm like, all right. I get down the hill. And they like, let's pray over the food. Okay. They say, Woo, you gonna pray over the food. He like, all right, Kyra, stand next to me. I'm like, why do it matter? Because at this point, I'm just like, let's pray over this food so we can eat and enjoy ourselves. I'm like, why do it matter if I stand next to you? He like, are you my woman or not? I'm like, okay,
all right. Everybody like, oh. I'm like, all right. Remind y'all, his mama, his daddy, his granny there. His family, his brothers, his sister-in-laws is there. My family is there. My uncles, aunties, all of them. My best friends are there. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I stand next to him, and I'm like, I need this prayer. So I clench hands tight and just put my head down, like, whoo, go ahead and pray over this food. So he's saying a prayer, and he like, I want to thank Shakira for setting this up. And he start going into, like, thanking me for a lot of stuff. And I'm like, I still got my head down, y'all. If y'all watch the video, y'all see what I'm talking about. I still got my head down. And I'm like, why is he thanking me for this stuff, like, throughout our life? Like, we talking about food. And somebody, my brother let go of my hand. And then Wu let go of my hand. And I still got my head down, like, and I open one eye. And then I open the other eye. And he's standing in front of me, holding my hand. And he grabbed my hand. And he's saying all this lovey-dovey stuff, at saying thank you for being there for me, all this other stuff. So now I'm like, wow, this really happening right now. Then he start crying, and his brother and my brother was like, you got this, Wu, you got this. And if y'all can't tell, I'm smiling, telling a story. So then he, just going on. I start crying, and he started crying, and he had to, take a little moment. And he get on one knee, and he say, Shakira Lashae Jones, will you marry me? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, yeah, that whole day, I just bust out crying. Like, that whole day was so stressful. And then for that to take place, I was just like, wow. And then my best friends that was there, because not all of my best friends was there, but all the best friends that was there, like, they just like bum rushed me, like hugged me, and I just bust out crying. I'm like, this day has just been so hard. I was just having a hard day, y'all. So in all, the day turned out very beautiful. They played music, and they have a whole bunch of balloons, and that's how I became engaged. And yeah, the rest is history. But I hate telling, that is why I hate telling my proposal story, because he was making me mad on purpose, and I hate being mad. I'm like, you should have never did that. But I let him do however he wanted to do it, because at the end of the day, he did it. I'm happy. I'm engaged. I'm about to be a wife. So it's like, it's a bittersweet type of story. But yeah, y'all, that's how this all happened. September 12th. Is when it happened. October 16th is when I'll be getting married. And it all happened during COVID. So, yes, that's my proposal story, y'all. It's crazy, but it's just a crazy story, but it's my story. You know, it's our story. So, yeah, that is how everything started. And, of course, throughout this mini-series, y'all will hear all the drama, all the good, all the bad, all the I wish I did, all the wish I didn't type of stuff. But I wanted to pop this season off, this little mini-series off, by telling y'all how it all started from the beginning, and we're going to go to the end throughout the episode. So keep rocking with your girl Shay Saucy through the Grab the Wine Sis mini series of Miss to Mrs. And I'm gonna check back in with y'all, and I'm gonna let y'all know when another episode dropping. So stay tuned with your girl. All right, love y'all. You just tapped in with your girl Shay Saucy.
of Grab the Wine Sis podcast with an episode of Miss to Mrs. miniseries. If you want to stay tapped in with all of the shenanigans of planning this wedding, make sure you press subscribe so you can get all the notifications of new episodes. Leave us a review and also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at _shesippingpretty.